Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
4 o'clock hour on the Hochman, Crowder, and Solana show. Welcome back. Crowder had to duck out because he's got to take another flight, and I don't remember where he's going, but he had told, I think he told
Coach. He's going to do First Take.
Oh, that's right.
In
he
Daytona.
Told, he yeah. told Gelb he's going to go do First Take in Daytona.
You think he's going to have a moment like he had last time? Was it last time he was on First Take or the time before that where he talked about Hennessy and taking hits with Tua? Was that the clip that went viral?
I hope so.
I hope he has another one.
Yeah, I hope he does. So that's why Crowder had to duck out. So if you're up tomorrow, 10 a.m., that's 10 a.m. to 12, right? 10
yeah.
a.m. to noon, First Take.
Mm-hmm.
Channing Crowder, look for him on First Take tomorrow. I'll certainly be locked in.
I hope they make him do that 40-yard dash thing they made Cam Newton do a couple of weeks ago. I hope Crowder gets to do that this time.
He's done a couple of those like combine things. I remember at the combine this past year, he raced somebody, and it was an embarrassing performance. You know, I'm out here repping for the show, winning pickleball championships.
I know that he couldn't do the bench press one
yeah,
time, but that yeah, was a performance
shtick.
There.
Yeah. The problem is Fred Taylor could have repped that bitch out, and Crowder was going to get embarrassed for real. So he's
so
like,
he
let me lean into
yeah.
it. Yeah. I have an exciting hour ahead for everybody. Hawk is in Epcot. Is at Epcot again? Just I never thought those words would be uttered. Crowder duck out. So we're lucky enough to have Josh Appel, who has agreed to join us tomorrow as well as Hawk takes off one more day.
Which park do you think he's doing tomorrow?
Magic Kingdom.
It's great that he's at Epcot. I can't wait. I can't wait because what's going to happen is I know deep down.
He likes it.
He likes it because Epcot genuinely is fun. Genuinely.
Hawk,
it's great.
Hawk loves a walk.
He loves a walk. He walks every day with his wife. He loves the cutesy food items.
Yes.
He eats avocado toast every day. And if he's going to have a cocktail, he doesn't like a rum and coke. He likes an Aperol spritz. He likes the spruced up cocktail, the fancy cocktail. I mean, all those things you get at Epcot, every single one.
He's 100% doing two things. Number one, he's eating at the United States. Whatever food he's going to have, he's not doing Mexico, he's not doing Italy, he's doing the United States. That's number one. Number two, when they get to Italy, he's definitely walking into the drink area and asking for an Aperol spritz.
So I can't wait Friday for him to come back and just bleep all over it, because I know that's what's happening.
For
he's,
sure.
He's just gonna,
you already
he's
hear
just,
it.
He's going to defecate all over Epcot, but deep down, he'll admit it to me, I think. He'll admit it to me. He enjoyed it. Dolphins news and Canes news. We've got the latest on the NFL and college football. Heat, Panthers, their seasons are well underway. Canes basketball, of course, underway. You don't want to miss a thing. Download the Odyssey app on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps. Make Hawk, Crowder, and Solana your favorite show. We would greatly appreciate it, whether it's on the Odyssey app, whether you listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. I always remind everybody, make Hochman, Crowder, and Solana one of your favorite shows. Download our episodes. Again, we would greatly appreciate it. That's all we ask for. We don't charge you to listen to us. Just give us a like on the Odyssey app, the iHeartRadio app, or download our pod, however you get your podcast. We're going to do headlines here. Chris Whittingham is going to join us later this hour. Witty, of course, a soccer broadcaster for Apple TV. Inter Miami has a big MLS playoff game coming up. It's the first time ever they're in the second round of the MLS playoffs in their franchise's history.
It feels like the playoffs started 7 years ago.
Right, and it's so weird. I want to ask Witty about the format, where in the MLS, for those who don't know, it's the same as the NBA or the NHL. Eight teams from either conference make the playoff. There's also a wild card that plays the eighth seed, so the 8 and 9 play to get the eighth seed. So similar to the NBA, it's like a play-in tournament. And then the first round of the playoffs is a best of three. So you play two games, and if the team split the game, so one wins one.
Geez. Nailed it.
And the other one
really
wins
good.
The other.
You explain that really clearly.
You play a game three.
So how many do they win?
You play a game three. But then every game after that, Eastern Conference semifinal, then the actual conference final, and then the championship game are all one game. Win or go home. Just fascinating to me. Why?
I feel like it would be the reverse.
Doesn't make any sense.
I feel like you'd want the title decided by three games, not the initial wild card round. That's how Inter Miami got eliminated last year.
Correct. Yeah, they lost to Atlanta United. So first time in the Leo Messi era, actually, as well, that they get to the second round. So I want to talk about that with Chris Whittingham. Obviously, my favorite soccer team, the Uruguay national team, got rocked yesterday by the U.S. men's national team. Pretty much like, I haven't seen that much enthusiasm after a U.S. soccer victory in a long time, maybe since the World Cup.
Hard not to feel good about it if you're a fan of the United States men's team,
yeah,
given all the noise that's been around them going back through the summer with Christian Pulisic and the like, the documentary that came out. He's butting heads with former players, Landon Donovan, Clint Dempsey.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
MC, all that stuff, all the commitments that are being questioned of the current iteration of the group, And then they go in with their B team, and they smother the team ranked 15th in the FIFA rankings. How was the crowd there last night?
It was good. It was good. I mean, Raymond James Stadium in Tampa Bay is a cool stadium. You got the pirate ship to one side.
It's the home of the Bulls.
It is the home of the Buccaneers.
It's the home of the Bulls.
Home of the Buccaneers. But they close off the top deck. Yeah. So, I don't know. I'd say there was probably 20,000, 25,000 nice. People there.
A little bit less than a USF game.
It was a lot of Uruguayans. I was shocked by how many Uruguayans. But the U.S. men's national team, the Outlaws, the supporter section came well represented as well. I'm just looking here, see if there's any update on tonight's Heat game. Why don't we do headlines here with Josh Appel. Again, Hawk will be back on Friday. Appel will be with us tomorrow. Crowder should be in tomorrow as well. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com.
All right, so let's talk about the Heat. They play the Warriors tonight. Tip off at 7:30. What time is pre-Heat?
6:15 tonight.
There you go. Bam, expected to be back. Do we have official word yet?
We do not. There is no official word just yet. I'm just double-checking the injury report here, but the latest on Bam is questionable. They said he's going to warm up with the intention to play. It's going to be a game-time decision. But again, they talked about it being optimistic that he suits up tomorrow, and I feel like this is a good time for him to suit up. It felt prior to Monday's game, on Sunday's practice, it felt like Bam, when we spoke to him, was saying like, yeah, I'm almost there. I'm almost back. So this always felt like the target date for him.
Right. I'm not surprised they're slow playing this. It's still what?
Well, I mean, they're 8-6.
Yeah, and they're 14 games into the season. They're staying above water right now without him. No reason to rush him back.
If I would have told you, hey, as somebody who, you know, follows the Heat but maybe isn't like following them very deeply coming into the season, if I would have told you, hey, Bam Adebayo is going to miss 6 of your first 14 games, and Tyler Hero is not going to play a single one, you would have said what?
Pretty bad.
You would have said, pretty bad. They'd be down there
Have they won 3 games yet?
With the Wizards, yeah. 3-13 or 3-12, whatever it is, would be their record.
They're fun, man. Like I'm all in on this team. I have them on upper right or upper left TV every night. I love Stormin' Norman. Khalil Ware has been great. I'm all in on this team. They're fun.
Yeah. No, I mean, listen, if your biggest criticism of the Miami Heat over the past couple seasons, because I know the front office, and rightfully so, like there's been misses in free agency and there's been misses in terms of trades. And should they have seen with Jimmy Butler coming back today, Appel, should they have known Jimmy Butler wasn't going to play good soldier and come in here last year after the Heat denied him a contract extension? Pat Riley calls them out publicly.
What do you think was going to happen?
Thanks to Tobin's question. Should they have known that he wasn't going to play good soldier, shut up, play his ass off on a contract year, and try to win the hearts back in the front office? Like, yes, they should have known. That should have been obvious from the beginning.
Only because he has a history of doing that every single place he's been.
Absolutely. Yeah. But and I'm not putting all the blame on the Heat. Like, I understand why they thought, hey, he has to come and prove that he's worth that money, and he has to play games, and he has to be available, because historically he hasn't, and he can't take the regular season off, which at times he does, which is why when the Warriors were sitting at 6-6 before they had 2 big-time victories against the Spurs, there were some rumors going around over on the West Coast that they're not exactly thrilled with Jimmy Butler III. But I think, you know, if your biggest criticism coming into the season was that, hey, this team's just not fun, like they're not on national TV, watching their games can be a grind because they're just outmatched every game, and when they play the top teams, you just don't feel like they have a chance. You saw it in the playoffs, man. 87 points in elimination games
tough
3
watch.
And 4. Like, game 3 essentially is the elimination game, right? No team has ever come back from an 0-3 record in the first round or any round of the playoffs in the NBA. Those are elimination games, and you put up 87 points in games 3 and 4. I mean, you're just outmatched. If that was your biggest criticism, which was mine, then it's been answered. At the very least, you're putting up points. It's fun. You're up and down as fast as anybody in the league. Now, is it sustainable? I don't know. How's it going to look with Tyler? I think it's going to look good. I don't know. But at the very least, you're enjoying watching this team.
Yeah, and I think Spo is proving just how high. Not that we didn't know, but like people were starting to doubt it a little bit, I feel like. And he's overhauled this entire system this year with a bunch of guys, for the moment, who aren't all-stars. Like, the all-stars have not played. We mentioned Bam, Tyler Hero's been out, and it's Stormin' Norman and everybody else.
Yeah.
And what they're doing is very impressive, and the fact that Spo and the staff have been able to kind of overhaul, not kind of, have been able to overhaul everything they do has been really impressive, and I hope that it's sustainable.
Me too. What do you think the crowd reception would be for Jimmy Butler?
Oh, he's getting
tonight?
Booed. He's getting booed.
You think he gets booed?
Oh yeah. I think people are really upset about how it ended. But I will say,
he didn't get booed because this isn't his official return.
Right.
He played here last year, and Steph Curry didn't play in that game. He started, and he didn't have, because we were talking about it going into that game where Hawk was saying, you know, if that was, that's LeBron. LeBron went back to Cleveland. He wanted to have a game. Give me the ball, get out of the way, which he delivered on.
Right.
Kevin Durant goes back to Oklahoma City. I don't think KD has like any vitriol in him, inside of him, but he wants, like, give me the ball. Jimmy's not that guy. Like, he's not the give me the ball, get out of the way in the regular season guy, and he didn't perform in any sense of the matter of give me the ball, get out of the way last year, which was the Heat ending a 10-game losing streak in March with that victory. I wonder tonight, A, does he suit up? He's questionable. If he does suit up, what the reception's going to be, and if he doesn't suit up, would he stay on the bench? I don't think he'd even be on the bench for tonight.
I will say, I do feel like there is a difference between how, like, Twitter fans feel about him and how the people who will be in the arena might feel about him. I feel like the folks in the arena might actually give him more of a mixed but more slant towards a positive reception. But if it was the online folks, I think then you're, like, locked in on boos.
Yeah, so it's interesting. Somebody says Jimmy's out according to Shams. Oh, double check right now. I didn't see that. I was just looking at the latest injury report.
I wonder if they're going to get fined, because we had the news yesterday about the Cavs getting fined $100K for sitting everybody on the back-to-back. I wonder if the Warriors are going to have that same punishment levied against them.
Yeah, the Cavs is different, though, because Cleveland had a day in between.
True. Yeah, that's not so a back-to-back.
This is a back-to-back.
Yeah.
And by the way, this is why you don't read text or like reports from texters, because Shams has not reported that Jimmy Butler's out. Again, I'm looking at the official injury report from the NBA. That was released at 3:30. There will be another one at 4:30. They get updated every hour. Jimmy Butler, as of right now, is questionable with lower back pain, and there was some people just speculating that he's expected not to play, but we'll see.
Moving on in headlines, we talked earlier about Etulu Sterinen and his hot coals for his barbecue incident. He's out after suffering burns for a couple of weeks. They say week to week for him. The Panthers did call up one of their top prospects, Jack Devine. He'll make his NHL debut tomorrow. Was excellent. I believe he had the most points in college hockey his final season in college. So he'll make his Panthers debut. And the league today also revealed both the Rangers and the Panthers Winter Classic uniforms. I know we're up against it here, but I do want to get into your thoughts on the uniform release. I'll go through what some of the breakdown of the different aspects of the uniform as well are later in the show. I know Solana's not the biggest fan of them.
Yeah, text it in right now. We'll talk about it later. Text it in, 305-567-0560. Do you like the Panthers' new Winter Classic uniforms? What was the reception on social media today, Appel?
Mostly positive, but definitely a smattering of what the hell is this?
Yeah, because the cat itself, like the actual the panther, is just weird.
That would be my only critique, and we can get into it now or we can wait. But that would be my only critique, is I wish they had gone with the original leaping cat with the broken hockey stick. This is supposed to be a tribute to that, but it almost looks like an AI slop version of a Panther's alternate logo. I love the shoulder logo, the shoulder patch logo is sick. Get me that on a hat right now. I like the throwback stripes that are inspired by a tropical hockey league that was down here in South Florida a billion years ago.
So we're just going to get into it right now?
Yeah. But yeah, that's a little, no. That's a little taste of the takes for later.
All right, Jersey talk, don't miss it. Coming up later. What a
jock.
Tease. What a tease.
Jersey talk.
Jersey jock. Talk. Yeah, jock.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Thank you.
Anything else? By the way, I owe, man, I'm such a jackass. I owe Miami Sports 72 an apology, because Shams Charania did not tweet that Jimmy Butler is not expected to play, but he did say it on TV. So Miami Sports 72 on our chat on YouTube, I'm sorry. You were correct. I see that you were 100% correct. I wasn't paying attention to Twitter, and I apologize. So he was correct. According to Sham Sharani, he's not expected to play. By the way, it shouldn't be shocking news. This was a nationally televised game. It's taken off national TV a week ago. Jimmy Butler coming back to Miami. By the way, a Heat team playing well, and the Warriors playing decently well after those two big wins against San Antonio. It's taken, stripped away from ESPN, and they're on the second night of a back-to-back. From the second I saw that, Hawk and Crowder were trying to make it seem like, see, nobody wants to watch the Heat. I saw the schedule, and I said, no.
No, nobody's playing it.
The Warriors either tipped off the NBA, because the NBA would have been pissed if this was on ESPN. ESPN would have been pissed. No Steph Curry, no Jimmy Butler, no Draymond Green, no Kuminga. And I think everybody kind of just looked at that one and said, yeah.
Maybe next time.
Maybe we'll catch you on the other side.
Your weather, temperatures in the low 80s. Beautiful day out in South Florida, mid to late November already. Thanksgiving's next week. That is your weather, sponsored by Chill Zone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com.
So I know anytime we talk soccer on this show, whether Hawk and Crowder are here or not, there's a lot of people who tune out. They say, it's not for me. And I understand that. But if you're one of those people, I'm going to tell you, stick around for next segment, because here's why. All right, we got to lock in. We got an MLS playoff game on Sunday. This is, in my opinion, the best chance Leo Messi will probably have to go win an MLS Cup. So if you even care like an ounce about it, if you're the person sitting in your car who is just waiting for Messi not to make it to then be like, oh, see, failed experiment, then you at the very least owe it to us to stick around and listen to an update on what the matchup is going to be against FC Cincy.
FC Cincy, very good.
Very good.
It'll be a tough test for old Inter Miami.
They beat Inter Miami once this season.
I think literally drew, old Inter Miami.
Yeah, they drew against Inter Miami the other time, so it'd be their first win. We're going to talk about it coming up on the other side. Josh Appel is in for Hawk. Crowder stepped out a little early today. He'll be back with us tomorrow. Appel will be with us tomorrow as well. I'm Solana. We'll be back on Hawkman, Crowder, and Solana after this commercial break. Chris Whittingham will join us next.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
You could offer me any money for my dog. I love my dog.
I got 100,000 cash.
Take them.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Jimmy, go to hell, man.
This is a protest song about the U.S., though.
Go to hell, Jimmy. You're going to play Born in the USA? You want to fight?
Nah, not now.
I was thinking of wearing my U.S. men's national team jersey today. And, yeah, I'm born in the U.S. I believe that we will win. It's so embarrassing.
Did you move into the Outlaws section last night?
There's no chance. There's no chance by the American Outlaws. Like, they've got the one thing where they all just they clap. And then basically it's everybody clap your hands. Just they think it looks cooler. And then I sound like such a hater right now, man. Such a hater because Uruguay got their ass beat last night. But it's just the chants just don't hit. Anyways, I guess we got to do this. We got to talk with Chris Whittingham after it's literally worst possible timing for me because I can't avoid talking about Uruguay. And the U.S. men's national team, our favorite soccer broadcaster, Chris Whittingham.
Whoa, I'm sitting right here.
Again, I repeat, our favorite soccer broadcaster, Chris Whittingham, commentator and host. And truthfully, it's Witty 1, Daniel Solana 2, and XFL 3. Commentator and host at CBS Sports, MLS commentator Apple TV joins us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Witty, we've got a massive Inter-Miami playoff game coming up, second round of the MLS playoffs. The farthest Inter-Miami has ever reached and has probably the highest expectations because they got out of the first round that they've ever had under or with Leo Messi. But I guess I have to start with the U.S. men's national team. I'll put my emotions aside because I'm gutted about Uruguay's performance last night. That was wildly impressive by the U.S. men's national team, who I don't want to call them a B squad that played yesterday. But
the Sounders.
It was a lot of players that they were missing at the top level.
Mauricio Pochettino would be very offended if you called them a B
player. I saw
he was very upset about this after the game.
I saw that.
He got very upset. There are no B players. There are no reserves. It is just the players that wear the shirt of the U.S. men's national team took the field. Yeah, I mean, you say sort of a completely dominant, but also completely surprising in my view. I did not see that coming in every respect. Now, I know that Uruguay are a side that are struggling a little bit. There's a little bit of a crisis now around the coach, and I think a lot of that conversation will ramp up now because of this victory. But I think what you saw in the game was a level of fight that we don't really see very often from the U.S. men's national team that I think Pochettino has absolutely instilled into them. And it's a level of quality play, brilliant goals, and ideas. And I think a lot of people expected this to happen quickly, that because the United States were hosting the World Cup, because a lot of people perceived Greg Berhalter to be a bad coach, that by bringing in a coach with European pedigree, a coach who's done so much in the European game, that from one day to the next, it would be this incredible transformation. But I think he has undergone a process over a length of time. I kind of was on the call for towards the beginning of it. They lost to Panama in the semifinal of the CONCACAF Nations League in March. And that was a real eye-opener for him in terms of the work that he felt he had to do. Just instill a sense of what I think people, if they do like the U.S. men's national team, like about them, which is grit, outrunning, outplaying, and out-athleting their opponents, which they kind of lost in the pursuit of trying to play the game on the level of other teams when, as yet, they're not quite good enough to do that. So I think Pochettino has undergone this process and given him a ton of credit for getting to this point, because I think it's probably the best result for the U.S. men's national team since they last won a knockout game, really, at the World Cup, which would have been in 2002, I guess you can say, getting beyond the group stage and beating some top-level opponents in 2014 and 2022. But this is an impressive result, as we've seen from a very long time for the U.S.
So, Witty, do you think that this performance is a flash in the pan one time, only got a good night type deal, or is this something that, especially when they get back Pulisic and McKinney and Tyler Adams, when those guys, the A-team, when those guys come join the lineup again, join the group, is this something that now you can kind of set your expectations for, or is this just Team USA catching Uruguay on a bad night?
I think a little bit of both. I do think that this is Uruguay at their absolute worst. And I'm sure Solana knows what the high level of that looks like and what the low level of that looks like. But also, you look at the last five games for the U.S., they've won four and they've drawn one against a pretty high level opposition. Three teams from South America, Japan, who will expect to compete well at the next World Cup, and a draw against Ecuador and a win against Australia. So I think it's all teams that they're playing now that will be at the World Cup. There'll be another set of tests for them in March. They're supposed to play against Portugal and against Belgium during that window. And if we start to see this side be competitive against teams of that level, you start to say, you know what, then they can be competitive against teams of that level at the World Cup. But I guess the one thing that does sort of dull this sort of momentum, I guess if you can call it, is that they don't play again until March. And so it's four long months of trying to keep something together, hoping players hit a level of form at club level, maintain a level of health as well over the course of that period. But I think what Pochettino has done over this window is show that the pool can go 20, 25 deep, which was not often the case. You kind of could pick the starting 11 or Greg Berhalter fairly easily. And now those spots are up for grabs, which I think a lot of people thought was sort of manufactured competition, but now it seems to be genuine competition in this group of players.
Witty, before we move to Inter Miami, one more question regarding international play. Haiti clinched a spot in the World Cup, first time in 50 years.
That was awesome.
That Haiti clinched a spot in the World Cup. And for those who don't know, there are more teams in the World Cup this year, but Haiti was in a group with, I believe, Honduras. I know they beat Nicaragua yesterday, but there's one more team that I'm missing there. I think Costa Rica. Oh, we lost Chris Whittingham. We'll try to get him back here for a second.
Did you see them after winning their match on cell phones, huddled up on the pitch, waiting for that Costa Rica-Honduras game to finish?
Right. So Costa Rica was in that group. Honduras. These are teams who have frequented the World Cup out of CONCACAF. And Haiti isn't even playing their games at home. They've been playing them in Curaçao because of, you know, the ongoing situation in the country of Haiti. The fact that they made a World Cup is no joke. One of, in my opinion, Woody, correct me if I'm wrong, one of the craziest stories in sports in a very long time.
That's a great point. Just because of the backdrop of everything that right. you say, which is right. that everything that's going on in that country, the number of people that have fled, the way that the country is being run right now. I'm not going to get into Haitian politics, but I know that it's an incredibly difficult situation for a lot of people there. Right. It's an incredibly difficult situation for a lot of people that live in Miami, that, you know, one of the bigger expat communities for Haitians. And so the fact that now that they have something to rally around, something that reminds them why they love their country, why they love being Haitian, I think is absolutely beautiful. And it is kind of a bummer. That would have been a home game. That would have been a home game they would have been playing and clinched the World Cup. And they also, the fans in the stands, would have been watching their phones. So I think in that respect, it's a little bit of disappointment. But yeah, I mean, I think we're seeing it because of the 16 spots that have been added, a number of teams that have gone a very long time without being at the World Cup. And I think we're seeing in this qualification cycle, it lead to a greater sense of joy really around world football. I think, honestly, the three best moments that we've seen in this year have happened in the last week. Haiti qualifying, Scotland qualifying was amazing yesterday Crazy. As well.
Yeah.
Their first time since 1998. And even the Republic of Ireland making the playoffs was an amazing scene. And these things would not be possible in the previous format. I don't think that countries of this quality would be there. And I think in the overall, obviously Gianni Infantino gets a lot of blame, and he is not the most likable figure in the world. And there's a lot of things that are fairly loathsome. But expanding the World Cup, I think, has been an absolute win so far. We'll see if that translates next year when we get to the actual thing. And I think the expanded Club World Cup was an absolute win over the summer as well. So I have to give them a modicum of credit for basically making the other parts of the world besides major European football and the top South American teams accessible to something that the world loves.
Chris Whittingham, again, he's an MLS broadcaster on Apple TV. He's a soccer commentator as well for CBS Sports. Witty, let's get into Inter Miami this Sunday. Win or go home, single elimination. They're going to play against a team. I don't know if I'd call them a rival, but certainly they've had some really good matches in the past couple years since Messi's been here. Plus, Appel is basically calling him Inter Miami Light because a bunch of ex-Inter Miami players are over there. What do people who maybe don't really follow Inter Miami, don't follow the MLS, what do they need to know about this game on Sunday?
Well, I think, first off, the most important thing is that it's away from home. Mm. I think they've been very good at home this year at Chase Stadium, and they've kind of figured out how to play there. But now you're going to go into an incredibly difficult environment in FC Cincinnati, where I think that's going to be a sold-out stadium. I think we saw in the earlier away match that they played this year, it's not one of these places where you go and you see a lot of pink in the crowd. There are not a lot of messy tourists that will be there. It will be an incredibly pro-Cincinnati crowd. They will be hostile towards Messi. I believe in the game that they played there earlier this year, they booed every time he touched the ball. Basically, not as like, we hate Messi, but in terms of, you're not coming here and getting a kind crowd, a bunch of people that are just happy to see you. No, this is an incredibly competitive game. So I think the fact that it's away from home makes it really hard. And I think so far this season, when you look at how Cincinnati have played, they have been a team where their performances aren't great, but they always seem to win. And that's how they ended up as the second seed in the East. If you look at the, you know, advanced analytics, they don't actually show as a very good team, but yet their record in one goal games really for the last 2 or 3 years has been really good. So in one goal situations. Sorry, I keep stepping on you.
Yeah, no, I thought you were stopping both times. We've done plenty of shows together, literally going back to when we were teenagers. It's amazing we don't have the chemistry somehow in 2025. But I want to ask you, given that they're going into that environment, the Inter Miami hasn't been as good on the road, how do they overcome those circumstances? Is it just, hey, they need Leo Messi to have a couple of Leo Messi moments? If not, they're screwed.
I mean, it could be. It could be. I will say, though, the game three that they played against Nashville in the first round of the playoffs was a real indication that they can form a more collective identity. I'm sorry, Solana, there's just one problem. That collective identity was formed while Luis Suarez was out suspended for the game. And I really do think that there was something in the way that they played in that game without Suarez, that they were much more athletic, they were much more mobile, they're much more difficult to play against, because you can carry Messi, but I'm not certain you can carry 2 and 3 guys that aren't there performing their defensive responsibilities. I think you saw in the game, there was that real sense of collectivity. So I think if Suarez goes back into the starting lineup, which you would almost certainly assume that he will, I think it becomes much more of a moments team, and you have to win the moment. Cincinnati absolutely can too, because they've got some really top-level players in Kevin Denke and Evander that have been superb this season. But it's on Suarez, it's on Messi to go win the moments and make sure you're not leaky defensively and giving away bad goals. But this team is not going to be overawed by Miami, which I think Nashville can be at times. And I think they can certainly get at them in vulnerable areas, because they just won't be as defensively solid with Suarez in the team.
I don't disagree. By the way, Witty, I know Suarez hasn't played very well this season, and he's also missed time because of his antics on and off the field. But when you look at overall what a win means and what a loss means, I know we had touched on this about a month ago when you joined us right before the playoffs, but there's no doubt when you talk about the U.S. trying to grow the game and the MLS trying to grow the game and trying to make soccer, you know, more liked, so we don't get texts when you come on to talk about the MLS of people upset. Messi moving on here is certainly ideal for the MLS. But again, do you think this is one of those where, like, they genuinely care about the result in these games? Because I think they do. I really think Messi wants to win an MLS Cup title.
Oh, man. He got absolutely riled up in that game three against Nashville. There was this one player for Nashville who just is 5'7". I think he's Swedish, Eddie Tagseth. And he's just a pest on the field. He's bothering everyone. I think Messi had enough. And he nutmegged him twice. And I think it was sort of that level of, I'm not having this. I'm not having going to MLS and not being successful, not being able to win MLS Cup, the trophy that everyone cares about. They won the Supporters Shield, they won League's Cup, but this is the thing that you judge success by in the league. This is a playoff-based system. You got to go win in the playoffs. And I know that sounds very sports talk, radio-y, very hokey, but they have to win in the playoffs. And I think these are the moments where you expect Messi to deliver game in and game out. And so, yeah, I mean, there is no real pressure in that he's still the GOAT, and it doesn't really matter if you add MLS Cup to that mantle in order to legitimize him. But yeah, he absolutely wants to win. They kind of have to win in order to legitimize this entire thing that they've undergone for 2.5 years now. They have the most talent in the league. They have the greatest soccer player of all time. Go show it for 4 straight playoff rounds. And yeah, I think in some ways you almost feel bad for them a little bit, because there very much is much more pressure on them losing than credit for them winning until they get to the final, which if they got to the final would be at home. But yeah, for the league, for the team, for the whole experiment, it needs to come with winning and playoff winning for sure.
I'm going to ask you the cliche playoff format question here, because before you came on, we were just recapping the fact that they've got basically, what, a 2.5 week opening round that's three games if necessary, and then a week off, or 2 weeks off, and then a one game playoff the rest of the way. Does any of that make sense to you?
Well, I do think that in some ways you have to look at the calendar. The calendar absolutely plays a big role in it. So in order to play games after this international break, so the MLS is not in control of the schedule, right? So they have to go in accordance with FIFA. And there is an international window in November. This is part of the reason why I'm sure you've probably seen in the news that they are changing the calendar.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that next, yeah.
Right. They're going from August to May because they want to have a playoff system with momentum where it's all in one continuous period from beginning to end, and it sort of builds drama and narrative throughout. So I think the three-game series is to kind of fill an amount of time until the November international break without completely killing the momentum of your playoffs. So I think, no, I think in an ideal world, you stick with one playoff format all the way throughout until a one-off final. But yeah, I think this system, honestly, in some ways, Miami almost benefits from having played three games, because if they had 3 weeks off, there are two teams that won their first round series in two games in the best of three, and they've been off for 3 weeks. And I don't think that's very good either. So I think they almost benefit from having played. But yeah, I think this is just the nature of soccer, where these international windows pop up in the middle of the season and you have to kind of figure out how to adjust around it.
Chris Whittingham, you're going to be on the call tomorrow, Chelsea, Barcelona, and the UEFA Women's Champions League. Where can people watch that, Woody?
That game is on Paramount Plus. So subscribe to Paramount Plus. We have a ton of soccer now. Men's, women's, international, domestic. You can find a lot of soccer. Obviously, the UEFA Men's and Women's Champions League. Serie A, which I'll be on the call for on Sunday. The Milan Derby is the probably biggest game of the year. Inter and Milan, Sunday from 2:45. Those matches are available on Paramount Plus.
Inter, top of the table, but AC Milan a couple points back, or 5 points
back? Yeah, it's 1 point between the top four in Serie A. So wow. Inter, Napoli, Milan, and Roma are all within 4 points of each other, or within 1 point of each other, 4 spots of each other.
Chris Whittingham, Woody, we appreciate you, and thanks for not rubbing it in about Uruguay's historic loss.
It must have been a long old drive home. Old drive home.
I mean,
for you. I'm
literally
sorry,
the most historic loss maybe in Uruguay history, and I drove 5 hours there, watched the game, paid to watch the game, and then drove 5 hours back after the game.
Yeah, so you're getting home at 2 a.m., and all you're thinking about for the 5 hours is, Jesus, did we get destroyed tonight?
Yep.
And it's not even the kind of destroyed that happens over time. It was 4-0 after 38 minutes.
It was,
I mean, that is apocalyptically bad.
Start to finish, there was nothing to celebrate about except for one goal, but you're already down 4-0, so who cares?
Yeah, right. Maybe. It was a great goal, though, at least. It was a very nice goal.
Coach, thanks for coming on with us. I have a ton of respect for you and your program, so thank you.
Chris thanks, Whittingham, Coach. Ladies and gentlemen. Appreciate you, Woody.
Thanks, guys.
All right, there you go. That's Chris Whittingham. We're going to take a break. Appel will explain that inside joke to me during the commercial break.
It was literally only for me and Whitty.
Thanks for sticking with us during Soccer Talk, even if you don't love Soccer Talk. I know I kind of forced that down some of your throats. We'll get back to talking football and Panthers as well on the other side. It's the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
You don't know Ski Mask, the slump god?
I do not.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.